Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Oh, that's perfect.
Out of New Orleans, Joe South.
Yeah.
Hit the charts in 1970 with Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
That's awesome.
Seems appropriate.
It is way appropriate. Because back open again on Canal Street in downtown Laconia, Dobbs Cobbler Shop is here to serve you. Joining us here on Good Morning New Hampshire, Jim Dobbins. Back. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Don't forget, if you're going to walk a mile in my shoes, drag your feet.
I know. That's your slug line, which is an awesome thing. Due to circumstances beyond your control, I guess Canal Street's been a little busy of late, and so we haven't been open.
Well, it's not that it's been busy of late. We've been closed due to COVID-19.
Well, there we go.
And we know that. And, yes, it's been busy down here. The crews at Bonnet, Page, and Stone have been excellent to us.
They're great people. They're great people.
Unbelievable. And what they've done is... Most of the businesses are closed downtown on Monday, mm-hmm. except for a few. And what they have done for us is they've done all of the road closures on Mondays. And then all of a sudden with COVID-19 and every place being shut down for the last 6 weeks, mm-hmm. they've been having a field day on Canal Street, just getting a roof done, getting things so that they're not going to impede traffic once customers are back on the street.
That's great.
We're really appreciative. And they've done a little bit more, which I think you've heard something about.
No, yes. And it excites me because this is all tied into the revitalization of downtown Laconia. But you've actually, Dobbs Cobbler Shop is actually a hot little spot in downtown Laconia.
You know, it can be. We have a great time with it. It's an old world trade. And we're now using electronics. We have scan taggers and text messages and take credit cards. Something that really is coming back.
Oh, well, it is, because you know what? When you find the perfect pair of shoes, you don't want to lose them or get into a pair of new shoes. And I've heard so many times you work magic with the shoes.
Thank you. We try to come up with solutions. The one thing that none of us want to do is tell someone no, especially when they're trying to hand you money.
Well, of course, because we are in business. However, again, it's about what the customer is getting back. If somebody's got the perfect pair of work shoes and then the soles become worn, they just don't want to give them up.
Right. And there's nothing as comfortable as an old pair of shoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even myself, I've got 20-some-year-old pairs of shoes that I just can't give up.
So right,
I convert them to yard shoes and things I can use running a chainsaw in the backfield.
I've got the same setup at my house. I very rare. I mean, I can't tell you how many say sneakers I've got that are just like, you know, crappy work in the dirt sneakers now, but that used to be my, you know, one and only shoe.
Absolutely.
Because it kills me to throw them away. But you do more than that. You can also, there's nothing like, if you've got a nice pair of dress shoes, there's nothing like a professional shine.
Right. And one of the things that we're wanting to focus on from this point forward, we've done a lot of thinking during this COVID-19 thing. Shining shoes, we need to get back to the point that we're doing 20, 30 pair a day.
Yeah.
It makes sense because I would much rather have you bring in a pair of shoes and let me teach you how to take care of them than to fix them or tell you that you need to throw them away because they're beyond repair.
Right. Right. And the reality is, although there's a lot of things that we can buy that I'm convinced that the companies make them so that they'll break or wear out, and then you'll have to go back and get a new one from the company. Shoes aren't necessarily all built that way.
For the most part, what they've done is they've gone after profits. They are looking for shoes that when they break, you throw them away, you buy a new pair of shoes.
Right.
But if you go back to your closet when you graduated from college or when you got that first job, as soon as I got out of the Navy, I bought 3 pair of Dexter wingtips.
Oh, nice.
I wish that I still had those shoes today.
Right. And they would be around still today.
Absolutely. We still repair Dexters, and they've been out of business for well over 15, 20 years.
Wow. God, I remember I still remember when we first moved up to the Lakes region, there was a Dexter outlet.
Absolutely.
You know, I think down at the Weirs.
And the building's still there, but that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And they were excellent shoes. They were made here in Maine. We have no idea what we lost when we lost a company like that to outsourcing.
I know. Because again, it's just when you outsource like that, something about the pride kind of goes away. They're just making a product. They're not necessarily pridefully constructing something that is going to last and is going to be comfortable and is going to work for the person that buys it.
Right. And think about your dad's old pair of floor shimes.
Oh, my God, yes.
my 20-year-old son who works in the shop, Nathan, is in thrift stores once or twice a week, and he knows exactly what to look for in shoes, but he finds these old Florsheim wingtips, and, you know, to see a kid 20 years old walking around town in a pair of high-shined wingtips, blue jeans. I love it.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Again, it's the mix of casual and class.
Absolutely.
But again,
blue jeans and pearls never go out of style, and wingtips will not either.
No, we are of the same. We are cut from the same cloth. Or I should say, cut from the same piece of leather.
That's even better.
Well, if we're going to make it appropriate to the interview, so we do shining, we do refurbishing. What other kind of things can you bring to people's feet?
So it's not all about feet.
Okay.
So three of the services that are bread and butter here is we do knife sharpening. Of course, to work with leather, I have to have the sharpest knives possible.
Of course you do.
So we know how to do that. We have the equipment to do it. And what we try to do, especially with knife sharpening, is turn that around real quick, because who wants to give up your kitchen knives?
Right. Absolutely. Hey, I'm having people over for dinner. Well, maybe not so much right now, but eventually we're going to get back to come on over for dinner. But yeah, you want your sharpest knife. And please, everybody in their knife set has got the knife that they always use that could use sharpening.
Right. And whether it's one or two knives or a whole set, yesterday morning we had a whole set dropped off at 10 o'clock and she had picked them up by noon. So,
that's awesome.
Same thing like shoe shining. If we can do several knives in the morning, it's just going to help get people through the door. And what a cobbler shop needs more than anything is foot traffic.
Absolutely. And ba-dung-tsh.
Right. Pun intended.
Sorry, rim shot.
The shoe shines, like we said. Let us teach you how to care for your shoes, and you can have your shoes for a long time. Stretching shoes.
Ooh, what a great! There's a great goodness. Service.
What a way to go, because you know, what people find is, say, unfortunately, someone has a bunion on a toe or arthritis in their foot.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and they buy a extra wide shoe or something one or two sizes too big. And you wouldn't believe what we see in here. But you want your shoe to fit your foot.
Right.
So same thing. We can manipulate leather. We can manipulate fabric. We can manipulate almost anything with our different stretchers. And if we need to spot stretch for a bunion, we need to get width out of it. Sometimes it's there's a seam in a shoe that's causing problems. We'll stretch that.
So those
are three of the services that we do. And then, of course, we also fit people for over-the-counter orthotics.
Oh, nice.
We do leather repair. We do jacket repair. We do zipper repair.
Oh,
I mean,
how many times?
It, we do
how
it.
Many times have you passed on, passed a jacket on or tossed a jacket out because the zipper doesn't work?
Right.
And you always try to fix it yourself. Same thing with the shoes. If you need a little more, I've got the perfect shoe. This is great, but God, I wish it was stretched out. If I wear it a few more times, it'll stretch out on its own, not necessarily.
Right. So other things we run into all the time, people walk through the door and they drop off or they bring in a shoe and they say the sole was coming off, so I decided to just give it a little try.
Mm-hmm.
And they use Gorilla Glue.
Oh.
I love Gorilla Glue, but not on shoes.
Okay, thank you so much. My slippers appreciate that.
super glue does not work. This will cause more problems.
I can vouch for it. Because they try. You try to do it on your own. We're all Yankees, Jim. We're
absolutely.
I can fix this myself. But the beauty is you're right in downtown Laconia, and you can take care of all of these things.
Well, and we'll also help you with do-it-yourself repairs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the retail items I sell more of than anybody is glue.
Wow.
And I bring it in small tubes because what I might charge you for doing a job, I'm going to charge, say, $20 on a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sell you a bottle of glue for $12, and you can do it yourself.
Wow.
So it's not necessarily that's $12, this is $20. A lot of times the frustration comes down to even more than that.
Yeah.
So it's well worth it for us to do it for the customer, but if you're going to do something, swing by. Let us tell you if it's going to work, not going to work. Mm-hmm. If your wife is going to kill you if you do it in the kitchen.
Oh.
All these different things.
Please. And everybody's going, oh, yeah, okay, I know about that. What are your hours right now, Jim?
We're open 10 to 5, Tuesday through Friday.
Great.
And 8 to 12 on Saturday.
That's awesome.
And our hours are posted on Facebook. They're posted on our website. We also have the Instagram channel and YouTube. And
oh, good for you.
We're trying to. It's awesome having a 20-year-old in my shop.
Oh, sure it is. Absolutely. Trust me, I know. Here, fix this thing on my phone, would you please? Yeah, I got it.
Absolutely.
I got it. I have a 19-year-old. Well, listen, stop. You do this. Take some time. Stop down and see Jim and Nathan, Dobbs Cobbler Shop, right there on Canal Street. 24 Canal Street?
Yes.
Did I get that right? All right. You will not only be back, you will be telling people about the incredible job that you guys do. Again, because the pride is involved. It's not just, you know, it's real workmanship. It is an old craft, but it's a current craft because you've got it going on. Thank you so much. Please, Jim, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Stop on by. Say hi to Dobbs Cobbler Shop. Jim, again, thank you so much for your time.
Have a great day, Pat.
Oh, I certainly will, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Straight ahead, we've got more of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.